Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
From Showtime and A24.
What do you love most about Whitney?
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
A Big Spark Studios original.
What the hell? What the hell in Mirren?
It's ruining everything.
Justin? Ruining everything? Just kidding. Justin is like the reason that I'm still alive and employed. Period. Are we recording now?
Yeah.
Joy. Hey, everybody. What's up? Welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that I literally almost forgot the name of as I was saying the sentence. If you want to make sure you never miss another one of these episodes, be sure to subscribe to wherever you listen to podcasts. As well as watch the video episodes we put up on youtube.com/Chris, which is my YouTube channel. So subscribe. Thank you. Wow, I really sometimes feel like I get into this groove where I'm like, ooh, my voice sounds so sexy. And then I'm like, okay, Chris, this is recording. Let's see. It is February 20-something. Perfect. It's how I'm rolling these days. And I'm trying to think if there's any news going. I mean, like, news in my world. There's obviously news going on. I got a new dog crate for Booger. Oh, my God. About, like, 3 or 4 months ago. So my friend Claudia, let's backtrack all the way. Claudia Salewski, y'all know. Her dog Peaches has, they got this dog crate that looks like furniture. And I was like, wow, that is truly incredible. So, like, anything Claudia Salewski shows me, I then purchase for me. And so I didn't get the same one that they have just because I just truly thought it looked too nice. I think Booger might really do something to this. And turns out I was correct. So I buy this custom dog crate and I like measured it all out. I measured her current crate, like the wired metal one that she had. And I was like, okay, this is the size I want. This is the color, et cetera. It was so fucking expensive. It was 4 digits, that price tag was. And I can't even talk about it. I'm so fucking annoyed. And, well, because I was also like, okay, this is something that I'll have for future dogs, like this, that, the other thing. Like, you know, like
future dogs.
Well, like in 30 years, It's like I would still keep, right? Is that wrong? Why are you guys so surprised, say, future dogs?
Because we're looking at Booger and we don't want to get sad about the inevitability.
Oh, I can't talk about this subject. I thought about it last night. I was trying to fall asleep and I literally was just crying in bed. It's so sad. No, I just mean it's a fact of life. It's going to happen.
Like it'll be passed on to
exactly. Like, so what sustainability.
Inheritance.
Yeah, so I was figuring like this will be something that I'll constantly use. So I don't know. This is me just trying to lie to myself to justify buying things. So 3 months or 4 months or however fucking long goes by, this thing shows up and I'm not home. I'm like out. I think I was maybe like filming or something. I don't really remember. It shows up and it is the largest fucking thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. Like I could have slept in there comfortably. Like, truly. There are people on this country's borders who have something smaller than that. It's fucked. So I was like, okay, I don't know what to do. I can't, like, just not use it. You know, if it was, like, a $10 crate, I'd be like, all right, take the L. Not on this project, buddy. So I'm like, okay, solution mode. I go on TaskRabbit, and I find a carpenter. And I was like, okay, come here, little buddy, who turned out to be, like, a little sexy Paul Rudd, like, act. He sounded like Paul Rudd. He looked like if Paul Rudd got, like, a facelift and, like, a more current haircut. Actually, I'm not going to diss Paul Rudd that hard. I don't think he's done anything wrong. And also, I don't think I know what he looks like. So that's interesting. So I had this guy come and I was like, all right, the height, I don't care as much about. Sorry, I'm looking straight at it as I'm talking because it's right behind the camera. If you're watching this, you're like, what is he making eye contact with? The giant storage container that I'm looking at. So it came. I'm not worried about the height as much as I was like the width. It just was so fucking big for no reason. And, oh, I will say, I did get it made bigger a little bit so that, like, there was ample room for, like, a water bowl and a food bowl if I, like, left when it was her dinner time and whatever. So I was like, okay, what if the guy just cut, like, 8 inches off the back? Just, like, if this is the box, you know, if he could just cut, like, here off and then it'll be thinner, more of, like, a credenza vibe. But I still wanted to make sure Booger had room because that's the ultimate purpose of this fucking piece of furniture. So the guy cuts off 8 inches and puts a whole new back on. And I was like, oh my God, bro, you killed it. So for like $250, I had more. I had the perfect crate. I leave Booger in it. I go to dinner. I come back and something feels different about me opening the door because I'm greeted by Booger. Which is weird because I was like, oh, maybe I just forgot to put... No, Chris, you definitely put her in there. You put her water in there. You put her dinner in there. Oh, okay. I go to her crate and I find that the door has been busted open and she just Breaking Bad has... Or no. Breaking Bad isn't about breaking out of prison.
No, that's Prison Break.
Got it. Prison Break. There we go. So, yeah. She had escaped. Apparently, there was no latch on the fucking... There was only a latch on the top. There wasn't one on the bottom also. So that was just like a flimsy door that she... busted right through. Like, I'll send you the pictures. If you're watching, they're right here. That is what I was dealing with. So then I was like, oh, wow, Chris, you are a good person for not harming this dog. Obviously I would never, but like, I was seeing red. I was livid. Because like, to me, I was like, knowing how much it was and how long I've waited for this and all of this, I was just like, how could someone I love so much do this to me? I was so I took it so personally. And I was so mad at Booger. And Booger, I was screaming. I was like, what the hell? And she's looking at me, wagging her tail, like, Dad's home. I was like, and that made it worse because I was like, I can't even be mad at you because you don't even feel like you did anything wrong. Anyways, I contacted the carpenter again. I told him what happened, and he made an entirely new door. Way stronger, with two latches. She's been in it a few times, hasn't broken out. Everything is great. And honestly, she like goes in there now. Anyways, that's just the tip of the iceberg of my last week. Oh God, it's only been a week. That's so dark. I'm trying to think if anything else happened. Is there anything good? No. Anyways, before we get into the rest of the episode, I figured this would be a great time to do a little shout out for our charitable cause of the week. And obviously, with everything going on in Ukraine, there's an overall collective feeling of heartbreak and just helplessness and wanting to help. And so I wanted to use this opportunity to shout out a lot of resources for what is going on in Ukraine. And so down below, there will be a link, or maybe a few, if by the time this goes up next week, there are more. There'll be a few links. One of them is just one of those cards websites that has like additional reading you can do, places you can donate, ways you can help children involved in this, ways you can help veterans, supplies, etc. That'll all be down below. I just think it is so overwhelming and like, just heartbreaking and all of that. And so I want to obviously do what I can, which feels fucking stupid to say sitting on a couch in a house in California. But yeah, I just felt like it would be stupid to dedicate this to anything but. So if you've got any extra money, any extra time, any anything, be sure to hit the link down below and get involved and help those that share the planet with us. Yeah, I feel like we should take a quick break. Feels kind of silly to go into phone calls right now. I'm like, okay, vibe shift. Oh, a vibe shift happened. What the fuck does that even mean?
Is it like an astrology thing?
No, I've seen like actual articles.
There's like a big popular article right now about a vibe shift. A vibe shift. I tried to read it and then it was like, you've hit your limit on articles.
So. I tried reading and I couldn't even get past the title. I was like, oh, this isn't for me.
I think it just vibe like, shift, like in society, like a tone shift in every way, like fashion, culture. It's like something is coming.
Isn't that every, isn't that like every 4 months? Isn't there a vibe shift?
Yeah. No, like, it just has a new name.
So we've gone from rebrand to vibe shift. Hey guys, I am taking a moment offline to vibe shift. I just want everything to be vibe. Whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's just, do we have a voicemail? All right. If you guys want, you can call into 310-844-6459. I don't have the phone number and I really have started forgetting it. 310-844-6459. 310-844-6459. 310-844-6459. Now we have a theme song, bitch. No, I just love hearing from you guys. I went on Instagram and told you guys to just send in some voicemails about things you want me to talk about, rants, my opinion on things, advice you need, etc. Feel free to call in. You don't need to wait for my prompts. You can just fucking call in. That's the beauty of a voicemail, guys. And you can just leave us stuff. If there's things about this episode that you want. Sorry, my brain, I didn't even smoke before this one. I just feel, there's something in the water. That's also what's been going on this week. I felt like I've just been in like autopilot, but like also not in the car. Like my car is just driving without me in it. But like I still somehow got to the destination.
It's the shift.
It's the vibe shift. The vibe shift is here. No, I think I need to go to a doctor and get like blood work done. I feel like there is a vibe shift within me. That's exactly what's going on. Anyways, let's hear a voicemail. Let's hear from somebody
who was there. Hi, Chris. I love this whisper. I need help with something.
What do you need help with?
I have a really bad habit of scrolling on TikTok for hours when I'm trying to go to sleep. Like,
so maybe this is why I'm
exhausted. I'll be in bed and I have to like, go for work at like 5:30 or like 6 or even 6:30 sometimes. Like maybe that's 7, like the latest I can sleep in for work. Anyways, I cannot get off TikTok. Like, I'll be scrolling, and then in the morning, I'll regret it so bad. And then, like,
I love this whisper at 3 a.m.
I'm just sitting there. Like, my immediate impulse is to get on TikTok and scroll. I always hit that, like, hold on, you just go for way too long.
Yeah, girl, I live there.
Anyways, what do I do? Help me. Love you, bye.
Love you, too. Bye. I don't think you're going to love me after this. I don't have advice. I'm in the same fucking sinking ship as you are. I don't know how to stop. It is like I see one of those, like, hold up, you, and I'm like, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Get a job that doesn't involve popping up and minding my business, bitch. God, it gets me so annoyed. Or they now have like these meditation ones that are like, hi, and there's like a harp and like a cherub flying by. And it's like, we think that it might be time to breathe. So 1, 2, 3. I did it once and I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? I felt like a fucking idiot. Yeah, it was so stupid. Yeah, I don't have any advice. Just delete it. I don't know. I'm like the enabler with all my friends. One of my best friends just deleted TikTok in like one of his like weekly stands against, and I'm like, we all know how this is gonna end. You're gonna be back next week sending me shit. So I'm always like, get back on TikTok. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Who cares if it's rotting your brain? It's rotting all of ours. Wouldn't you want to rot together, bitch? Anyways, I don't have advice. Good luck. Yeah, you call, like, you know that I also am addicted to TikTok. I don't. Do you guys have advice? Are you guys addicted to TikTok?
I picked that because I do the same thing too, and I wanted you to help us. But
just shoot me a text next time. I mean, Jesus, don't air out my inability to answer questions live on the internet. upload it a week later. Fuck. Do you watch TikTok, Justin? You don't strike me as a TikTok guy.
Algorithm is all weird now.
Yeah, it is. But I only watch. Watch Chris Clemens.
Period.
And unhinged clips.
Thank you. I was making. Is that really?
And then I go to bed. Huh?
Is that really? My nighttime routine. I wash my skin. I wipe my ass, and then I have to get my Chris Clemens dose of the day.
Yeah,
that's so dark. Do you actually watch TikTok though?
No, I was a big Vine kid.
Yeah,
but. I mean, like, occasionally. Like, my girlfriend will send me stuff.
I wish you could, like, repost TikToks. Like, how you could revine.
Yeah, or, like on your stories and stuff for, like, Instagram. Is that what you're talking about?
No, like, on Vine, you could, like, basically, like, retweet someone's video. So, it's, like, any of your funniest shit could just be on your profile.
Oh, can you not do that without, like, stitching or whatever?
Yeah, you have to stitch. But I'm, like, I don't want to... I have nothing new to add to this conversation about plucking butt hairs. You know, I'm, or, for example.
The only ones I'm kind of, like... Justina scared me away from TikTok because she just watches like pimple popping videos.
All right, there we go. Or like just watch pimple popping videos and then your whole For You page will be that and then there will be no need for the app.
Yeah, that's it. Start watching, like, she was showing me like toe scrapers.
Ooh! Like, thank you so much, next caller. Please and thank. I don't do anything with feet. I'm sorry. The second I hear scraping and toe,
yeah,
no.
But that'll change your algorithm and then everything will be gross.
I sometimes think about that when, like, I hate this, but like sometimes a pimple popping video will pop up. And like, that is like the true definition of like, can't look away. I cannot look away. Like the ones that like they just are like punching and like ricotta cheese is still flying out of. You're like, what the fuck? Your shoulder just went down like 5 sizes. Oh my God, it's fascinating. I saw some lady with something like right here. It was huge. They took a fucking razor blade, cut that shit open. I swear I got mashed potatoes came out. It was like Thanksgiving dinner. I was like, presentation, 11 out of 10. Taste, 0. Ew, imagine eating that.
It's just funny because...
Just a spoon of it.
Because like you'll get like a pimple. You're like, oh no, like prom's tonight. But then there's someone else like in another part of the country that has like a baseball sized...
Yeah, and they're like, oh no, I have to sleep tonight. Yeah. But I can always pick my own zits. Like I am fascinated when it's my own.
Do you pick?
What's picking versus popping mean?
Like this versus like scraping or like itching?
It depends where. On my back, I'll scrape with like my fingernail because like that's the shit. I'm so talented at popping zits. Like this is so gross. I'm so sorry, guys. But like I'm like if I'm doing like this, I don't know why I'm demonstrating. This is like humiliating. I'm giving like a full masterclass on popping zits without looking. Yeah, I'm so good at it. Like on my back, of like oh, and then it shows up on your finger. This is so gross. But, like, oh, my God, this one time I had a cystic zit on my neck, which I get so many of. Like, I have one right here that I'm feeling. I think I have one, like, right here-ish. But I took a needle to it. It was, like, a month-long battle. Like, months, plural. This thing on my neck, I was maybe in, like, high... Oh, I was in high school because I was living at home. And shut up! I don't know why. I was just talking about this with someone where it's, like... You, like, start saying things as jokes because they're funny, and then you just start meaning them. And, like, that's me with, like, telling people to shut up. I'm like, shut up! And then people think I'm serious, and I'm like, oh, no, that was just, like, I don't know. To me, that sounds... there's a whole lot of therapy to unpack here. Anyways, I had this neck zit, and I've been working at it for so many months. And then finally, one day, I was like, fuck it. Found a sewing needle. I put that thing in. It was bleeding. The next day, I tried again, bleeding. I tried again, and then I push. Oh! Oh my God, no. It was like, y'all tell me to watch Euphoria? Shut the fuck up. I felt Euphoria. Oh my God. It was just, it would not stop coming to me. It was like one of those circus mouth ribbons that like a clown uses. It was magic. Anyways, I don't know how this turned into this. Hi, aren't you happy you listened? Let's do a secret. Maybe someone will be way off, way worse off than me. And if you're watching this episode, you'll recognize this bowl from my 5-Minute Crafts Concrete Edition.
Wow.
Yeah, it's...
You made that?
I made it. Thank you, 5-Minute
Crafts. It's so pretty.
I know, isn't it kind of a serve? The rag that was supposed to mold stayed on it, so it ripped all the fibers. And it kind of is a vibe.
Yeah.
It makes it look like fuzzy concrete.
Looks like you painted it.
I didn't. It was a rag.
I know. Shut up.
guys, I love having fun with you, which just means I think I bully you. Okay. The first secret we have. I've been using a fake name since I was 14 to all my in real life friends. They don't know my actual name, and it's been 9 years, so is it too late? Whoa. That is so cool. I wish you left a phone number or an email. Wow. This is like my dream. This is my dream. I always thought for so long, why wouldn't people use their real name? And now I'm like out here using my real name. I'm like, huh, so that's why. I think that's the coolest thing ever, and I don't think you need to tell them. I think that's like, I think you have this be a running secret till your deathbed, and then you tell everyone, by the way, my real name is Junbee. I don't know that why that's the first, but like, you know, fill in the blank with what your actual fucking name is. I think, let's see if we can get this to 19 years, maybe 90. Oh my God, since you were 14 and it's been 9 years, so that means you're 23. Is that not weird?
We have a friend who...
That 14, oh. That 23 is only 9 numbers down from 14. Does that not seem like that shouldn't be the case? Like, right? I was like doing the math and I was like, wait, 14 plus 9 is 23, but if it look, if you think about adding 9 to 14, it doesn't seem like 23 should be the answer. Right?
Like it should be more.
Are you guys just quiet because you're like, this kid is really on something today? Or are you actually trying to also figure this out like me? It's okay. I don't need to know the answer. What were you saying, Justin?
I was saying we have a friend who throughout high school, she told everyone that she had metal knees and like kept the lie all throughout high school. And so people would be like, they'd be like, if it was cold out, they're like, does it hurt extra because it's like cold?
I wish I lied about shit like that. Like I wish I just like went big. And then went home. I like fucking did pussy shit. I was like, I would just tell like believable lies. But I guess that was a believable lie because
you can't see.
Yeah. What? No, I didn't lie that I can't see.
No. What?
What?
No, I'm saying you. Can, it's a good lie because.
Like, yeah. I was like, no, I would never lie about not being able to see. That's awful. Unless it's my brother, which in that case, I'm like, I can't. Whatever. Yeah. Let's do a phone call.
I want to know what her name or his.
I know. I want to know what like the alias is
and why.
And why? Oh my God, if you want
to call in.
Oh my God, please call in. I'd love to talk to you and ask you more for next episode. But don't fake. If you're going to call in and be a fake bitch, don't. I don't want you claiming to be. Ugh, see, now we can't. Now, because people are going to be like, I was the person with the alias. Yeah. And then it'll be like 45 voicemails of that.
Yeah, and you said you liked lying now. So.
Okay, guys, we're not going to do that. So the jig is fucking up. You guys ruin everything. I just always yell at people. I'm like, shut up. You ruin everything. Oh, are we doing? Yeah. Oh, I thought you thought.
Hi,
you were...
Chris. Hi. I'm a huge fan. Thanks. I watch every single podcast, but yes. I need some advice.
Okay.
Do you think it's possible to find love as a spicy dancer, adult entertainer while working in the club? I've had the worst experiences in dating men because they only see me as a certain stereotype when I'm actually a nice, loving person who deserves love also, you know?
I do.
And if it sounds like I was reading that, because I was, because I'm hella nervous. Okay, bye. Thank you. Love you.
Love you. Oh, my God. That was the cutest little ray of sunshine. Are you kidding? What was the question? I was just like so like I was on the story so hard. I was just like, what a beautiful soul. Do you think that if you're an exotic dancer, you deserve love?
She said people see her like have misconceptions about. Should I play it again? You were listening, right?
Yeah.
What?
She's saying.
Like... I was so engulfed in just that like. Her cadence, her like, I don't even know what cadence means. It just sounds like a word that applies right now. But just like her voice was so like, I just couldn't stop listening. But clearly I didn't listen to anything. What a fucking idiot. Why do I have a podcast? Why do we have a 2-camera setup and 3 microphones? Holy fuck. What was the question?
She was saying she's an exotic dancer and that some people like see her as just that, but that she is she deserving of love where she's not like typecasted?
Yes, like, everybody yeah. is deserving of love where they're not typecasted. I hope I don't deserve love that's just funny. Yeah, or is that like the
or guy? You're like you're the comedian?
Like, yeah, like where I've got to be like joking uh-huh. all the time. Like God, I hope I can sleep for 5 minutes without cracking a joke or a fart for that matter. Yeah, I think you absolutely deserve love in your own entity as a person. I think jobs have become such like an identity for people, which I get because like, what is there to do in life but work? Which is really fucked up if you think about it. Like, oh my God, squirrels are just like running around, almost dying daily. Nuts in their mouth, legs in the air. I mean, they are just fucking living. And what are we doing? We're stuck in this room together, like pretending to laugh at jokes I say about squirrels while my dog. Oh my God, see, I just want to be a dog. Look at this. Mm. She's like, well, you mentioned me? Do you want to say anything? Ugh, I always wish she can talk. I always think she can too. Also, another reason I didn't listen to a lot of that. Did she say when she's with minors?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? Okay, cool.
I think she was saying, do you think I could find love like in this environment?
Oh, find love? I could have sworn I heard minors. I was like, what? Hi, this is not the sisters hotline. Yeah, I think everyone deserves love. Love is love and live, laugh, love. Mwah. Happy Valentine's Day. Guys, I really don't know what goes on in my brain sometimes. And I can also tell that neither do you guys. Oh, wow. This is a fun, fun secret just right off the bat. I used the vibrator of my roommates for a month straight, but not used it. I used it, but only on the outside, if that makes sense. And I cleaned it afterwards. I feel kind of guilty, but I'm also very, very single. Also, her birthday is next year, and I'm getting her a new one. Okay, there is just so much to unpack. First of all, it's not in it, but on the outside, you mean on the clit? Like on the clitoral hood and on the lips, the flaps? I'm looking at you.
Am I the expert?
Yeah, because you are the only one with a vagina in here.
Yeah, I think they're saying just outside stimulation, not inside.
Isn't that where vagina. All the stimulation is anyway, is on the outside?
People have different like preferences. There's like the G-spot, that's inside. In,
yeah.
And so clitoris out.
Yeah. Wow. And you said we couldn't teach. Okay, here's the thing. If you're getting her a new one, why don't you just buy yourself one? I'm sure, like, some insta-whore has an Adam and Eve brand deal going on right now. I mean, get that shit for cheap.
Did the roommate know? I missed
part of it. I don't think the roommate knows. I'm feeling kind of guilty. And also, I don't think a roommate in their right mind would say, yeah, borrow my fucking intimate vibrator. Unless you guys are like that, which I guess go off. But also, why doesn't this person just buy a bunch of condoms, roll them over, and then just have, like, a little sanitary moment where it's like not clit on clit action.
Just get your own.
Yeah, just get your own. That's, I mean, or not even that. Go to the supermarket and get a cucumber, for God's sakes. I mean, just like.
Or a toothbrush.
Like, oh my God, get a toothbrush and a condom. Stick the condom over the toothbrush and you got a DIY. Although I think you could just get a vibrator for cheaper.
So you can just buy that online though now.
A vibrator?
You like don't have to go into a store.
Yeah, no, like, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, and I mean, even going into a store is kind of fun because it's just like, we're all here for the same reason. Well, I guess unless you work there, you're just kind of there for a paycheck.
You're afraid like the mailman's like, here's your package, miss.
And I'm like, yeah, you want to see my package? Anyways, that's why the mail doesn't come to my house anymore. So I just greet him buck naked. I'm like, ah. Is it butt naked or buck?
Buck.
Why? Does anybody have a thing for that? Why is it buck naked?
Buck wild, but I don't know.
All righty, let's just do another voicemail.
I know, I think it is butt naked.
Is it?
No, buck naked is.
I said it's buck.
Yeah.
Y'all both said
it's buck.
When I was
a kid,
buck.
I always thought it was butt as a child.
Yeah, and as an adult, I also, until this moment, thought it was butt. Butt ass naked? Oh my God, I've always called it butt naked. Anyways, this isn't important. I mean, this is just stupidity that we're all indulging. Let's just hear from the next person. I'm sure someone has something way more informative to share. Now, before we carry on, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're like me and you drop everything for the people you care about, but often don't give yourself the same thing, that is where BetterHelp can really come in. Therapy for me has just been so game-changing in terms of focusing on myself to better myself and not be as big of a fucking bitch as I always am. No, I think therapy is important, and the same amount of love and energy you put into the people around you, you should be putting into yourself. So this month, BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you of this, that you should show up for yourself with things like therapy to check in and make sure that you're good. Now, if you don't know, BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone call, and live chat options. So if you don't want to be on camera, you don't have to be. And on top of that, it's also much more affordable than traditional therapy, and you will be connected to a therapist who is licensed within 48 hours. Now, if you want to give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy, they are giving our Unhinged listeners 10% off your first month on BetterHelp. Again, that is betterhelp.com/unhinged, BETTERHELP.com/unhinged. Thank you so much for sponsoring the episode, and let's get back to it.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner and user of Mint Mobile, with a special holiday message. If you sign up now for 3 months, you get 3 months free on every one of our plans, even unlimited. Now, I realize this is more of a holiday offer than it is a holiday message, but if you read between the lines, you can see a message in there. It says we love you. Visit mintmobile.com/switch for the offer.
Limited time, new customer offer. Activate within 45 days. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Unlimited customers using more than 40 gigabytes per month will experience lower speeds. Video streams at 480p. See mintmobile.com for details.
Let's hear from someone else, part five.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
I've been watching your videos for years. You're so freaking funny.
Thank you.
So I work at an animal hospital, and the other day we had to do a surgery for a dog. He was getting neutered, but his owners were implanting fake balls after he got neutered. They're called neuticles. They're like silicone little balls. And like, the only real reason a lot of people do it is because men are so sensitive that they can't imagine their dog not having balls.
That's kind of gay.
Fantastic knowledge to have in my brain for the rest of my life. And
I just
wanted to share that with you. I watch your videos every day. You make me laugh every night. Thank you so much.
Oh my God.
Goodbye.
Thank you. I like don't know why that genuinely always surprised me when people like, I watch your videos all the time. I've watched them for years. I'm like, God, people like watch me. It's just depression. Thank you for sharing that. Wow, that is some insight I did not know existed. Now I kind of want to put balls in my dog, who is a girl. Like, let's just fucking spice it up. See, that is where toxic masculinity is just, like, comical to me. It's like, these guys are like, my dog is a boy. It needs balls. Why are you looking at your dog's balls so much? I have two boy dogs at home, and I don't think one of them noticed that their balls are missing. I think, if anything, they're like, well, that's a load off my back. I don't get that at all. Wow, that is a whole industry. Wow. Nudicles? I feel like they could have come up with a better name, like petsticles. Petsticles. Nudicles sounds like something for your fingers. Like, get nudicles for your cuticles. I don't know why I just did like a spit. I'm an alien. That was so not what I thought I was doing. The human body is so fascinating. Anyways, hey, Bug, do you want nudicles? Is that why you're turning around? You're just yearning for the nudicles? I kind of want to see Booger with some saggy nipples and then just like a fat ball sack just filled with silicone.
People could Photoshop that.
I don't think I want that. That seems somehow worse than it just actually happening. PETA, I'm kidding, by the way. I'm aware that you guys watch some of my stuff. It's a joke. God. Next secret we have is, I'm almost 23 years old and I have kissed anyone. Damn. I'm going to assume that says haven't. Was that haven't?
That's written as is.
Okay. You haven't kissed anyone. Maybe it's because you don't know the difference between have and haven't. Have not means that you have not. No, I shouldn't be kicking you while you're down and unkissed. I think that's fine. You know, I mean, I don't know how you're still alive because I would have absolutely combusted. Like, I think kissing is like better than sex, personally. Like, there's the electricity that goes on is like, woo! Like, I would rather kiss than do anything. And, like, cuddle. I love a good cuddle.
I love a cuddle.
But, yeah, I don't think there's, like, an age thing. I I mean, like, if you had to ask me, I'd be like, yeah, maybe that's, like, a little old. But, like, you know, I don't know your life. I don't know you. Everybody has their own reasons. You know? Do you guys have anything? You guys just stare at me, and I feel like I'm supposed to be saying
we're
more. And I'm like, okay, what? And
we're like, yeah.
Yeah, that's literally the vibe I get, is you guys being like, okay, and? And I'm like, no, there is no more yes and. Stop with this fucking improv shit. Now I'm looking at you. I'm like, you say something.
I think it's okay. Everyone moves at their own pace.
Yeah. How old was the person?
23. They're almost 23, and they haven't had a kiss. I'm sure your mom has kissed you. That's nice. Not like that. Oh my God, I hope she hasn't kissed you. Anyway. Ooh, dear. This is why every topic ends up in just like a, all right, we've hit the dead end.
Oh, speaking of mom, should we read the comment?
What comment?
The OnlyFans from last week.
The OnlyFans from last week?
You'd have to...
The Only... Oh, the one whose mom also had OnlyFans because she had it?
Mm-hmm.
Did they tell... Oh, my God. Are they a duo? Tell me everything. Read it. Ah! The secret almost landed in my cup of water. Ah.
Do you want to read it?
Someone just read it.
Your,
oh, my
it's,
God.
It's your namesake. Okay, it says, Sam with the OnlyFans here. So whether she flicks the bean for the fans or not, I do not know. She did post some lewds on her Twitter for a promo that I helped her with.
Wait, lewds?
Like nude, lewds.
What's lewds?
I think lewds is probably like
light nudes.
PG-13
L-E-W-D,
nudes.
L-E-W-D, lewd.
That, no, I don't. Still don't know what
like
that.
Like being lewd is like being like risque.
I failed like the last week of Wordle, so like I have no idea. Like I'm like, wow, I don't know as much as I thought I did
so
about
she said
English.
She did post some lewds on Twitter for promo that I helped her with. She doesn't look at mine and I don't look into hers, thank God.
What do you mean you don't look into hers? You took the damn pictures.
But I don't think they were fully nude. But
still, I don't think I could take a picture of my mom and...
thank God. She started her own Mama OF account to make her own bag, quote unquote, to pay for Christmas this year.
Period.
I do think she was inspired by me / jealous. skull emoji. And if I told them I was a drug dealer on OnlyFans, I'd hope they fear me as much as they fear God. Male pills with my panties. And then that's what it says. And then it's incest runs in my dad's side of the family, not my mom. So unfortunately, only Sam's fans, her name is Sam, doesn't get mommy daughter collabs. And then she says, drop a link. I didn't want to use your promo or your platform to promo, but if anyone's interested, let me know.
Oh my God, what is the OnlyFans link?
Oh, there isn't one.
She didn't post it. She didn't want to exploit your YouTube comment page.
Oh my God, exploit it, bitch. Get that bag, honey. I am sex positive here. And I am positively having no sex here also. So that's not as great. Wow.
So they keep it separate.
They keep it separate, but like help each other out with like a ring light. Love. Wow. I'm glad that they aren't collabing. Oh my God. I think I have a package. We just got a pack. Should we fucking open it on the podcast? That seems kind of funny.
We could do like an unboxing.
Yeah, yes. Let's do it. Oh my God. Okay. I'm going to go to the door. You guys tell a story about your favorite time that you did OnlyFans together.
I left you guys the most insane prompt.
So me and Sam, we try on different pairs of flip-flops, and we have them for sale.
And slippers?
They're slightly
and
used.
And bunny slippers?
We just got a package.
We just got a package. I know who it's from. So there's a brand. Wait, let me just make sure it's... Yeah, okay. This is from a brand called Noon Goons, and I bought a beanie from them recently, and I wore it, and so I tagged them on Instagram, and then they were like, we would love to send you stuff, and I was like, okay, now I'm listening. I've never gotten... No, that's probably not true. It is so rare that I get stuff from brands that I genuinely just, like, organically like and use. I mean, obviously, like, Stizzy, I get stuff from. Matcha Bar, I get stuff from. Loopy, I get stuff from... But also, I also do go buy myself all of those things. But anyways, this, like, fashion especially, I don't get a lot from brands that I actually, like, love and wear, except for, like, Sunday school. Anyways, I am super excited about this. The audio has probably got awful for this.
No, it
this
sounds good. I can hear the tape.
So exciting. I'm going to act surprised, but did I pick all of this out? Kind of. That's how it works. Everybody is, I mean, no, sometimes brands will like send you stuff and you truly have no idea what it is. And then you're like, wow, I wish you would have run this one by me first because I would have just saved you the shipping. But, oh my God.
Describe,
okay, so I got
describe
a pair
it.
Of leather pants. Faux leather, I believe.
Vegan leather.
Vegan leather, which means plastic. That's cute. I'm super sorry. That looked really aggressive. I just can't really like move right now. This like waffle sweater shirt. Yum, yum, yum. And then this t-shirt. How fun. I probably won't wear this just because I don't love a ton of like font stuff that's like that. But thanks, Noon Goons. They have. Oops. They had. What, I mean, what am I going to do? Get up again, guys? Oh, God, I'm actually pretty winded from that. That's pathetic. There was a pair of pants. I wonder if there's two pairs of pants in there. But they had this, like, alligator, crocodile-looking leather pant, pleather pant. Booger. Okay, yeah, I just don't want to suffocate you in my asshole. Ooh, that's an out-of-context soundbite. That's not great. When I got up, she readjusted, and I didn't realize that her head, blah, blah, blah. There was a pair of crocodile embossed pleather pants that I was really hoping to get. I'm such a bitch. I'm like, thank you so much. I was hoping to get this. No, that's so fun. Oh my God, I love getting new clothes that I like legitimately want to wear. And it's all thanks to you guys. Thank you so much. This is so deranged. What were we talking about? Oh, OnlyFans. Cool. Should we do another voicemail?
Okay. Oops. Oh, no.
Oh, what?
Hey, Chris. First up, it's 5:30 my time, and I'm having my first little smoke break of the day. So I just thought I would call and sort of just talk to you about the same things that I'm thinking about right now. Love. How, other than smoking weed, are we supposed to continue on day to day today with unprecedented, unequivocally horrendous events just happening around us, and we're supposed to type away on our computers? We're supposed to pretend like everything's normal and that nothing's happening. And oddly enough, even still in this time, I feel guilty taking mental health days. Like, I still do. Oh, and I know God. That those are important. So I guess my question is, I don't know, when the world gets bad like it is right now, like as it always has been, I should say, what do you do? What is your go-to? How do you stay empathetic without feeling overwhelmed? Okay. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Love you. I think this is a very fitting question considering everything going on. I think that it's important to highlight that you can be empathetic without drowning in refreshing news feeds in all of this. Like, it's okay to take a break from reading updates on really dark shit. Doesn't mean you don't care. It doesn't mean you don't have empathy. It just also means that, like, you have to take care of yourself in your own life, you know? It's like, yeah, it's important to care about other people, but if that's getting in the way of your own life, then that is creating just another problem. So I don't think it's wrong to, like, take... I mean, for the news, for example, I take breaks from it because it's just so discouraging. And I also have a theory about the news that is just like, the news isn't not relevant anymore, but it's just like not the same as like checking the news. There's so much like fear mongering and clickbait, and it's like news outlets to me just feel like this in the same lane as YouTubers who are just trying to get clicks, views, and a paycheck. Like, I just think, and I know this isn't everywhere, and there are really good journalists and news outlets and things like that, but for the most part, I just feel like this has become a game of, like, emotion, and I don't need to be on it all the time. It doesn't mean I don't care. It just means that I will literally fall apart if I try and stay up to date on all of this, but it doesn't mean that I'm not informing myself and reading. I'm doing it in moments that it's appropriate to, if that makes sense. You know? I don't know. There's something else I was going to say, and I'm totally forgetting it now. Shit. It was going to be probably so smart and so profound, and just, damn it, I was hoping in me stalling and complimenting myself, I'd think of it.
It was about taking the mental health day?
I don't know. But it's don't be so hard on yourself over, like, if you know that you care, then you care, you know? Like, I don't know how else to put it. I think sometimes we often have to, like, prove especially with social media, that we care and we're this and we're that. And I mean, I'm guilty of it as fuck. Just trying to like show that I care because I do care. But then it's like you don't post about it. And then it's like you don't care. And so I think there's just this like really warped time we're in where like empathy does not equal public empathy. You know, like you can be empathetic without saying a fucking word to anybody about how empathetic you are, you know? Like, I just think that like the way you feel is the way you feel. And if people don't see it, then they're not supposed to. It's how you feel. It's not a fucking concrete, tangible thing. But yeah, I don't know how people get through the day without substance abuse either. Like, literally, I I don't. That's a great question to ask strangers. What substances are you abusing lately? That's a great question. I'm going to write that down. But while I do that, let's play another voicemail. But yeah, don't be too hard on yourself with this shit, especially with just the last 2 years. I feel like the world, I mean, yeah, like you said, the world has always kind of been tricky. But especially in the last 2 years when the world was kind of paused and then this was all we had to focus on top of a pandemic that was causing the world to be paused. I think it was just a really interesting time for social media to be a player in it all, because it was like all there was to do was think about the world and then social media. And I don't know why I'm talking about this. There was a point. God, I didn't even smoke before today's episode. I thought about it. I was like, no, we can't have it happen again. At least I'd be chilling. I'm like sweating bullets right now. I'm like, oh, Chris, why can't you say a sentence and remember? Oh, because I smoke weed. But yeah, I mean, I'm also struggling with that whole what the balance is of like mental health days and breaks versus like being informed and caring. And I think I'm just repeating myself at this point. So let's just hear another voice call, voicemail, voice call, a call mail, a call girl. Who knows? Let's do it, girl.
Chris, hello. I just wanted to share some good news that I feel like everybody would appreciate. Very recently, my of an ex-boyfriend got kicked off of my college campus and is no longer allowed to attend here. So yeah, can we get a hell yeah about that? Just thought I'd share some good news on this sunny, beautiful day. Also, I use they, them pronouns. Thank you. Love you. Have a wonderful day.
Oh my God, I am so happy for you. That was a roller coaster for sure. But oh my God, that's so exciting. I'm so sorry that that happened to you. I realized that I'm like, that's so exciting. And then I'm like thinking about the reason that they called. And I'm like, oh, right. Wow, that's exciting. It's not surprising that it took this fucking long, depending on, I feel like it probably took long. Wow. I wonder what college they'll end up at next. Isn't that so fucked up? If they get kicked out of a college for bleep all of these words. Not all, just the R one.
Yeah.
Gotta maintain monetization, guys. I'm so sorry. If someone gets kicked out of college for that kind of gives me like the vibe, like, I don't know, maybe we should bring that to trial. Like, what? So they got kicked out and that's it? They're just going to go someone else? Right?
Yeah.
That is that not bizarre?
No, they should definitely pursue that. He should be...
Yeah. Like, behind bars, charged, fucking something.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean...
That is... Now I'm fucking mad.
Who knows, though? Maybe. Yeah,
this podcast should have been called Mood Swings. That's, like, exactly what this is.
But who knows? Maybe they did take it to trial.
Yeah, I hope you took his ass to trial and fucking made him pay. And then... I just don't know why he's not locked up. That is so fucked. Feel free to share his name. Love to make that his only Google search result. I did that with some kid in... Canada. He told my friend to kill themselves. You'll have to bleep that, sorry. And so I did a little, I mean, it was like the first page of Google, and I like ruined this kid's life. So
good.
Anyways, yeah, no, I mean, absolutely good. I've heard it one too many times. No, it was like really kind of powerful, just like what you can do. Someone's like,
you went too far. Like, I had people being like, you went too far. You just ruined this kid's life. So what?
I would maybe delete that hot take, buddy. Very strange the internet is. Oy.
So yeah, send us his name and we'll get him.
Yes, send up, please.
We'll sick Chris on him.
Oh my God, I'll spend a whole podcast episode just destroy. Did we just come up with a new structure? Send us your bullies and we'll ruin them.
Hell yeah.
That is my dream.
Yeah.
I like, it gives me like that FBI tease of like, I could have a real job, you know, of like, that's like really powerful and like intellectual of like, found him. We're in the mainframe.
Zoom in.
They're banking. Yeah. Zoom in. Refine. Zoom in. Clarify. We got him. Anyways, that is like my dream, I think, is to like just be, yeah, I guess it's to just be an actor in an FBI theme show.
I feel like we're kind of like opening up the floodgates. They're going to be like, hi, Chris.
I know. And
submit your
bullies.
Submit your bullies and name and any information that I could help find them online.
Send us their ads.
Send me a photo, a full body and a shoulders up. I think we're starting something, guys. Like, it's a true crime, but like real crime. Like real time crime. Real time crime. If anybody takes this fucking idea, I am like so scarily serious about this.
Trademark.
It's got to be like against the law to like bully people.
It dox people.
Not doxing. I wouldn't give people's like address and phone numbers and emails. I would tell what school they go to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like where they work. That's all public. That's on LinkedIn. That's on Facebook. Like, that's not me doing anything. It's like, if anybody wanted to find that information, they could. Your Honor, I'm not, like, doing anything, okay? I am just restoring justice in this courtroom, Your Honor. I don't know. I just feel like I am doing something really good for the community, and you're trying to shame me for it. God, I would... Like, here's the thing. I really want... This is why I want to be rich. Like, not to take over the world, just so I could like go to court and be like a fucking nightmare and like still pay to get out of it. You know, like I would love to go to court in a wig and be like, Your Honor, like play a role. Yeah, I think I just want to be an actor. That's so depressing. The next secret we have. Hey, Chris, my high school basketball coach is currently my sugar daddy. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Keep reading. It gets not as bad.
We met on... No, it's not bad at all. I just like... Why do I have a podcast? I am the most mediocre white boy alive. There's high schoolers with sugar daddies who are also... Guess what? Their basketball coach. That's iconic. And also...
Not
like,
if they're under 8.
Wait, yeah, that's not iconic. No, I was just doing the math.
Keep reading.
Okay, yeah. I'll keep... We met on a site and didn't know till we met in real life. I'm 24 now. Don't worry. Anyways, love you and your shit so much. XOXO heart. So, but when you met, weren't you in a high school basketball?
So he was her high school basketball coach.
Oh, but now later, they met on a site. That, yeah. Gotcha. Wow. I want to know what this high school basketball coach is doing on the side to be a sugar daddy. Do high school basketball coaches make that much money? And if they do, why aren't the teachers making that amount of money? You feel school district? What the fuck? Wow, that's kind of hot.
He's the OnlyFans.
Do you think they have an OnlyFans?
I mean, basketball coach, you maybe? Drop your... I mean, where's his sugar daddy money coming from?
Interesting.
Send us your OnlyFans links.
Yeah, like, literally, I want to subscribe to some of y'all, I think. I have, like, a whole pseudonym on OnlyFans and everything. I love OnlyFans. Have I told the story that my accountant, my business manager actually... Okay, I did tell that. Okay, cool. That is why I smoke weed, to forget the stories I tell. Hee-hee. Wow, so he went from teaching basketball to playing with balls on OnlyFans. We assume. We don't want to... Would never want to disbar this basketball coach. Now, sugar daddy... Wow, I wish my high school career was... Oh, well, this was in high school. Never mind. You're 24. Get a life. Let's hear a voicemail. I love just, like, saying bullshit. I was like, get a life.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
My name is Haley.
Hey, Haley.
First time leaving a voicemail, but obsessed with your podcast.
Thank you.
I have a quick question. So I've been dating a girl for 2 years now.
Ew.
And I'm starting to notice that she's having, like, kind of an inappropriate relationship with her friend. Like... start texting nonstop. I should preface this by saying we're long distance. Obviously, I'm a lesbian. And they're talking nonstop.
I got
they're
the lesbian out, part.
Like, just all the time, even when I'm there. And I've like mentioned that it's starting to make me like kind of uncomfortable, like the extent to which they like need to hang out all the time. And she's basically telling me that like nothing's going on and like nothing's going to happen, but like isn't changing any of her behaviors. They like have sleepovers and all these things, and it just like genuinely makes me uncomfortable. Am I being a psycho controlling girlfriend, or am I just like voicing a concern? Let me know. Thanks. Love you so much. Bye.
Thanks, Haley, for that question. I am just going to apologize now, and I don't think I'm going to answer this correctly at all. Okay, I was like all like, okay, I'm sure nothing is going on until the sleepovers. That. What are you guys thinking?
I mean, I sleep at her house like once a week.
At my house? Oh, you don't do that anymore.
Well, I used to.
Aww. Well, you did last weekend on accident. Like, fell asleep on the couch.
Did you guys fuck?
No.
Exactly. So maybe nothing is going on, but maybe something is. I'm just kidding. No, I think it's good to communicate. I always think communication is key, no matter how brutal it is. The only reason that I'm thinking nothing is going on is that typically when people do this, it's super secretive. You know, like if you're aware of the amount of texting and the fact that they do have sleepovers, I don't think someone who is cheating would say, hey, I'm going to cheat or be in a situation that is only leads someone to assume that there is cheating. Right? I mean, unless you're a sociopath, which I guess cheaters are. Probably sociopaths.
No, but generally people are like, oh, I had to stay late at work.
Yeah, like there's just like a much more like easy excuse that they could feed you if they really, and especially long distance. It's like there's just, I don't know. Like sometimes they might just be like best friends. I don't know. Like I don't know. Like I'm thinking of like one of my best friends and her girlfriend. And I'm thinking like, wow, we text all the time. I wonder if the girlfriend thing, and like I mean, we all know how I am, where I'm like, like we'll just do like all the, I'm like very sexual and shit like that. And so like, even like we'll literally she calls, like I'll call her and she'll answer, hey daddy. And I'll be like, hey mommy, or like, hey sexy slut. Can we turn off phones on set? Disgusting. But no, I mean, so with my friend, it's like we're very like playful and joking. And I think to a lot of people, you would think that we are flirting or dating or like she's cheating. But like literally nothing is going on. So there's just, Jake, what the fuck? I mean, don't answer the phone. Oh my God. Hey, what's up? I don't know. Why don't you share with the fucking podcast? Apparently. Yeah, I don't feel comfortable being the person saying what's going on. You're going to have to go off of how you feel, and it's going to be your consequences to live by. No, I just mean like if you can't live with the fact that this is eating away at you, you should break up. Mm. But then if nothing is going on, you have to understand that you guys broke up because of not you, but like because of your decision. So, but then if something is happening and you break up, then you were right on the money. So, like, I mean, it's just totally something that you have to, excuse me, I needed to hydrate. It's just something that I think you're going to have to be able to call the shot for yourself and just make a decision. It's not easy, but, like, at the end of the day, you're not going to die, you know? Like, once you rule death out of the equation, it's really incredible. No, but, like, for real, like, my 28 Things I Learned in 28 Years episode, nothing is final except death. So like, you guys could break up and then get back together. You guys could break up and you could be right. You guys could break up and you were wrong. Like, guess what? You'll wake up tomorrow, unless like a different event happens, which didn't see that one coming. That's fair, right?
Yeah, that one's hard.
That one's like a tough one, especially the long distance aspect of it all. I'm just like, I mean, they might need a friend where they are. Like, you can't expect them to not have friends. But at the same time, it's like you should be able to like lay out a boundary and have it be respected.
I just think the fact that she's not there makes it even worse.
Yeah, I think it heightens all of this. Absolutely. But I mean, yeah. And my friend has the one of my best friends that I was bringing up earlier. Booger, you are a little too close to comfort. One of my best, she sleeps over all the time, and not in my bed, but like in my guest room. But still, I mean, so that's why I'm just kind of like, I think it might be the distance that's like stressing you out. And honestly, if long distance isn't your thing, that's okay to know. And that's okay to enforce.
You should watch this episode together remotely.
All three of you should watch this episode and see if it's about you.
See what comes up.
Just see what convos follow. Should we do another?
Is that all of them? I have some other random ones that are untitled.
Let's do some untitled. Those end up being my favorite art pieces in museums anyway. So let's do it. Oh my God, have you guys seen Inventing Anna?
Yes.
What episode are you on?
I wasn't playing.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No, I watched like 3 or 4 episodes of.
I've watched 3 episodes. Oh my God, it's crazy. Also, I cannot understand how anyone thought she was German. I mean, granted, it's like an actress portraying her, but like, she sounds Russian.
She sounds Russian, yeah.
Which, poor timing for this all to be coming out. Oh my God, it's fascinating. It is like crazy how much you can manipulate people. And it's also, she's a genius.
Ow.
Are you okay?
I think I have to reconnect the thing.
Yeah, you got to reconnect. Should we take 5? We're just having some technical difficulties in the studio. Yeah. I'm so sorry. You can choose to cut that, Justin, based off of your own discretion. You're like, nope. I want less work. Thank you. I respect that. I really do.
No, I'm just leaving. It's more authentic.
First of all, I've been listening to your podcast nonstop the past, holy shit, so many months now.
First of all.
You guys are getting me through some shit.
Thank you.
This is more of a rant thing because I had to really keep it together at work because unfortunately I need a paycheck. I am so, I'm so fucking sick of people making like World War III jokes. Like it's not funny. It's not funny at all. Like, and there are literally people, like, in Ukraine, you know, like, saying, like, hey, maybe don't fucking joke about our situation like that. It's not going to affect, people in the U.S. Like, I'm sure, you know, other places are doing it, but, like, U.S. TikTok asshole kids are doing it, and it's, like, the fuck. But, yeah, oh, my God, people at my work were doing it, and it took me all the strength within me, and I'm weak as shit. It took all the strength within me not to say anything to them and just, like, yell and be like, oh, my God, you're not going to be on the front line, Jared. Your small dumbass isn't going to save the country. Like, you, like, shut the fuck up. Oh, my God. I'm going to go finish another bottle of wine.
Girl, we had the same day, baby. The same day. Okay, this is like my own outlook on this. Me, I'm not justifying it at all. Kids on TikTok making jokes. I mean, I'm not even going to tell a kid experiencing a war breaking out. I mean, like, they're going to like, when I was... do I want to share this? I will, because it happened, and it's just, like, a fact, and I was in second fucking grade, so, like, I didn't know better. When 9/11 happened, I didn't really know what was going on, and none of us did, so we were just making jokes, because that was just, I don't know, we were in second grade, and things were weird, and we were like, okay, we're not learning, ha-ha. And I remember making, like, and the policemen are probably just eating their donuts, and it's like, that is so awful to say regarding 9/11. However, how old are you in second grade? Like 7?
7.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was 7. So, I mean, I guess these aren't the kids on TikTok. So what I'm saying is a lot, and I'm not saying that it's right, but I think a lot of people are, like, scared shitless about what's going on. And I think coping is, like, a way of, like, kind of not brushing it off because this shouldn't be brushed off because it's serious. But I think a lot of people, especially after everything that we've seen the last fucking 2 years, I think it's just a common, like, reaction at this point to just kind of say something that makes it feel less than it is. But it is something very serious that we should be thinking seriously about, because it could end up affecting us in the U.S. And it also doesn't matter if it doesn't affect us. It's affecting other people. And that's what, oh my God, we're tying this back into empathy. I don't know how, but like someone could do it. But yeah, I mean, adults making jokes, that's like really kind of fucking insane. What is it? The recruitment or the, what is the, draft. Oh my God. It was like, not the commencement, not the ceremony, the draft. Yes. Oh, there's so many draft jokes. I'm like, bitch, no one in their first mind, like what you said, caller, no one in their first mind would ask you to fucking fight. You can barely fight the demons inside of you. You know, you can't even get your ass to therapy. Please. But yeah, I think it's like really kind of crazy to be like joking about what's going on. I like tweeted on the night that it happened, and I ended up deleting it because I was afraid that people would see it as a joke. But I was over at, I had a dinner with Sunday School. They invited their, some of the people on the company were, are in town, and they invited me over for dinner, and we made like a bunch of food and stuff. And this was happening. This happened like as we were finished dinner and had like a drink and had smoked something. And I swear to God, I had smoked like the strongest weed I've ever smoked. So I was so fucking high. And then all of a sudden they were like, oh my God, Russia invaded. And I was like, what? So I tweeted, I was like, just smoked the strongest weed I've ever smoked, and Russia invaded, deaf worst case scenario. And like, and then I tweeted, because this was like, and then I tweeted another thing, which was like a genuine question. I was like, something along the lines of like, isn't Russia big enough? Why do they need more? Aren't we all tired? I just want to lay down. And then I deleted them the next morning because I was like, I don't want that to come off as joking, because it's just not something to joke about. Like, I just don't get it. Like, I just don't. It's like making a meme after like a school shooting. Mm-hmm. But like times fucking 50. Like, I don't know. I just think that it is weird. It's just bizarre. But like, it's hard because I do see it as like, okay, sometimes it's like maybe people are coping. And like that's, but then it's like, keep it to yourself. Don't post it. Like, tell your friend or something. I don't know. Just not everything needs to end up online. And I think people get so comfortable with that. But yeah, no, I don't understand the joking in the middle of quite possibly a world war. Who knows? But yeah, I mean, can you imagine your coworker popping off a fucking world? Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. I can barely restrain my self-control on my couch at my house. Do we have another? How long have we been doing this for? Is it?
Hour.
Oh, an hour. Bye, guys. I'm just kidding. We'll do one more caller.
I have a few more. I just don't. They're not labeled.
I know. Let's do one more.
I don't know what they are.
Hey, Chris.
Hey. This sounds familiar.
You wanted to hear a fun little crazy story time?
No.
Yeah.
No.
What the fuck?
I remember what one that was, and I accidentally put it in there, and it's like an offensive one.
No. Oh. Well, how
about Hi, Chris. Like I'm Nicole. Oh. I'm calling from SoCal.
Hi, SoCal. Nicole.
San Diego, whatever.
San Diego, whatever.
I have called you so many times, and I really need help. I know you hate giving relationship advice because, you know, you don't do relationships. But because
you've never been in one.
How do I deal with a person who acts like he does not give a fuck about me once he goes back to his home, like, 45 minutes away? But when we're in person, like, hanging out, everything's, like, 100% great.
Cut the cord.
Like, what is up with that? Like, are they fake? Just give me your thoughts. Bye, I love you.
Bye, love you as well, Nicole. I think that was her name. I fucking hate people like this. I've just started kicking these bitches to the curb because they are not good for you. They're not good for you. If you want more from someone and they are not giving it to you, they are not the person. You don't want to force someone to do something that they don't normally do. They don't want to. I don't remember the scenario that I'm giving right now. But like, just cut it out. Okay? Like a snowflake in kindergarten. Cut it out. You know, it might not be easy, but cut it the fuck out. I'm just telling you, I think it'll be better in the long run. And if he really wants you or they really want you, they know where to find you. They know where to contact you. They know where to find you. I would just... What are you guys laughing?
Booger.
Booger looks drugged out of her mind, and I just want to be there.
Are you drugged out of your mind? You really do look drunk.
I do. I have one more. Should I play it?
Sure. But yeah, I would say ditch the bitch. I just don't think that that's... You should have someone who, like, wants to talk to you and, like, wants to hang with you when you're not together. That's... Yeah. I just think you're going to end up hurt. And also, don't settle. That's just, like, straight up sounds like you're settling. Anyways, let's hear another. Oh, wait, what do you have?
Well, no, I had a thought, but I can't remember how it was worded now, but I feel like...
Girl,
I
same.
I keep seeing... I don't know if
it's been this whole episode for me.
But it was something on TikTok or something that's like, even when you're... Like, it's healthier to be in something where even when you're not with the person, like, you're not anxious about it. Like,
yeah.
Like, you're in something secure enough to where, like, even if they live 45 minutes away, like, that's what her voice
was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That, you feel secure enough that, like, when you're not together, you're still, like, wanted or, well, like...
that's the thing is, like... I'm not saying that, like, someone should always answer your texts and not, like, have a life. Like, some people have a life and they want to be present with the people they're with and they don't want to be on their phone. So it's like, yeah, maybe they're bad at texting, but, like, you should still feel secure in it. And if you're not, that is most likely a gut feeling that you should get out. And that's that. See, I love giving relationship advice. To me, it makes sense. I'm like, I know what I would want in this scenario, and it's not that.
Good job.
Hate giving, like, real life advice. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm failing in that department.
Well, I don't know what this one is, so.
Well,
hey, Chris.
This will be the last one.
Love
hey.
You, love your podcast.
Thank you.
So I have a question. Me and my friend and I were talking about this today, but.
All right, hold the phone still, babe.
We're girls, so we don't get boners. So
okay.
What I want to know is, as a guy, when you get a boner in public, like, what do? Like, I don't understand, because I feel like if I was a guy, I'd be monkeying around with a boner 24/7. But maybe that's just me. So
she's like, maybe I'd just be fucking aroused the whole time.
Yeah, like, what do you guys do? I don't know.
I'm obsessed.
I'm just curious. So that's my question. Yeah, love you.
I'm trying to answer it. Love you. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. I loved so many aspects of that voicemail. One, just the tone in which they asked it. They're like, I just feel like I'd be walking around with a boner. I don't know, like, as a guy, what do you even do? And then I think it's just a good question because, yeah, I just think there's so many, like, basic human functions in each, like, gender.
All two of them.
That people just don't know. Like, it's never once crossed my mind that somebody might not know what, like, people with boners do. Well, I will first of all say it probably comes down to, like, this is the craziest way to end this fucking episode. It comes down to probably, like, the shape of it first, depending on that. Like, if there's a curve or, like, a...
Of the penis?
Yeah, if there's, like, a hook or a curve.
There's, like, different boner shapes.
Yeah, I have a squiggle. Do you have a star?
Star?
I've got the... No, don't actually... Oh, my God. I didn't need to actually know which way your dick swings, bitch.
Ew.
I was fucking joking. You think my dick does a squiggle? It's doing the worm right now?
It's like a funny, crazy straw.
God.
Or like
one of those ones shaped like a flamingo.
Or like a pig's tail.
Gross. So I know some people who have, like, the straight across or, like, the angling up ones that they just, like, put it up in their waistband.
Oh, I do waistband, yeah.
That doesn't
How?
Work. Yeah, it that
when
is
you're
like
out and about.
Yeah,
you or, just maneuver.
No, you
your
just
dick.
Show it to everyone in town. Sam.
Well, that's what I do when How? I get a boner in public. I just take my pants down and jerk it out. I'm like, I don't care if we're in the middle of the drive-through. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, no. I usually will either put my hands in my pocket. If I have a bag, mm-hmm. I'll put my bag in front. If I have this as an option, I will go to a bathroom and jerk it out, and then. If I'm, like, sitting,
jerk it
out. It's true, though. Like, I'm trying to think of, like...
I just crank it off.
Well, sometimes it's, like, if it's, like, an option, you do it. I mean, men are literally gross, so I'm just gonna...
Because, yeah, it doesn't hurt if you, like, don't... Never mind.
It doesn't, like, hurt if I don't do anything with it. It's just, like, damn, what a waste of a boner. You know? Well, no, you don't, but...
I feel like boners come pretty easy.
Yeah, oh, they come so easy. I got one in giving a presentation in, like, fifth grade, and it was, like, where I was like, can I go next? And they were like, no, you need to go now. I was like, I just cannot go right now. And they were like, go. And I was like, okay. Like, readjusting my whole life. And I'm like, okay, I think it's secure. It just looked like a third leg. It was not great, but Here we are. Yeah, I don't... You just kind of learn to live with it. You learn... Oh, another, if my pockets are big enough, I'll, like, grab it and put it in my hand in my pocket. Not, like, my... It's, like, my hand's still in my pocket, but I'm, like... Yeah. I've pulled it over so it, like, looks like my hand in my pocket isn't over my crotch. It's, like, to the side. That one's a tough one to explain using audio, so... I don't know what to tell y'all. Yeah, right? Like, it kind of does. Anyways. thanks. No, the worst about getting a boner is when you're wearing sweatpants or, like, loose, flowy pants. It's like, jeans, fine. It's honestly, jeans kind of hurt. There's just, like, a lot of lack of...
Like the leather, the pleather pants.
No, I don't mind getting a boner in leather. There's something about it that feels... There's something about it that feels flowier. Although, it depends on how tight the leather pants are. Because there is a pair of leather pants I have where getting a boner is painful. But then I also think the pain... Sound. I also think the pain prevents it from lasting long. Like, when there isn't a lot of room for it to, like, really grow and find itself, it just kind of, like, climbs back into its hole, you know? Wouldn't it be cool if they could, like... They were just, like, flat, and then, like, when you did get something, it, like, extended, like an arm... No. Okay. Thanks, everybody, so much for listening and watching to this episode of Unhinged with Chris Clemens. I think we lived up to our name. Woohoo. Be sure to leave a rating and a review wherever you listen to podcasts, but also mostly on Apple Music because that helps Apple Podcasts, Apple something. And subscribe to youtube.com/Chris to watch video episodes every week. Bye.
Oh my God, look at her eyes.
Oh, booger. I just want to be you.